Exam sample.
There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. Before we start, here is an example. Where did the girl leave her ballet shoes?
Did you pack your ballet skirt and shoes, Lisa? You have to leave in 5 minutes. The bus will be here soon to pick you up.
I've got my tights and leg warmers, Mum, but I can't find my leggings or shoes. Did you put them in the washing machine?
I think so. Just pack some others. You have plenty of them. Your ballet shoes should be in your wardrobe. Did you check?
Yes, but they're not there. Oh, wait a minute. I might have left them under my bed. I'll have a quick look. Yes, here they are.
The answer is A. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. What will the boy eat for lunch?
I'm making lunch. Would you like anything?
Yes, please. I'll have what you're having.
I'm going to have pasta, a salad, and some orange juice.
That's fine, but I'll have Coca-Cola instead.
Oh, I haven't got any. Sorry.
That's okay. Water is fine.
Now listen again.
I'm making lunch. Would you like anything?
Yes, please. I'll have what you're having.
I'm going to have pasta, a salad, and some orange juice.
That's fine, but I'll have Coca-Cola instead.
Oh, I haven't got any. Sorry.
That's okay. Water is fine.
Two. Where is the boy's smartphone?
Dad, have you seen my smartphone? I thought I'd left it on the cupboard next to the cooker in the kitchen, but it's not there.
I haven't seen it anywhere. Didn't you leave it on your desk at school again?
No, I don't think so. I remember I had it with me on the way home because I received a call from Mum.
Check the sofa. Your sister's been tidying the living room and she might have put some cushions on it.
Yes, got it. Thanks, Dad.
Now listen again.
Dad, have you seen my smartphone? I thought I'd left it on the cupboard next to the cooker in the kitchen, but it's not there.
I haven't seen it anywhere. Didn't you leave it on your desk at school again?
No, I don't think so. I remember I had it with me on the way home because I received a call from Mum.
Check the sofa. Your sister's been tidying the living room and she might have put some cushions on it.
Yes, got it. Thanks, Dad.
Three. When will the girl's brother pick her up from school?
I'll be waiting outside the school bus stop at 4:15. Is that okay with you?
Well, Brian, I have swimming practice after school, and it usually finishes around 5:15. It's always an hour or so.
Okay, that's fine. I had a doctor's appointment at 5:00, but I can call and change the time.
So, shall I wait for you after practice? My friend's mother can give me a lift if you like.
No, that's fine. I'll be waiting for you outside the sports centre.
Now listen again.
I'll be waiting outside the school bus stop at 4:15. Is that okay with you?
Well, Brian, I have swimming practice after school, and it usually finishes around 5:15. It's always an hour or so.
Okay, that's fine. I had a doctor's appointment at 5:00, but I can call and change the time.
So, shall I wait for you after practice? My friend's mother can give me a lift if you like.
No, that's fine. I'll be waiting for you outside the sports centre.
Four. Who does the boy think will win the talent show?
Have you been watching Great Talents on TV? It's a really good programme. It's down to the final three contestants now, and the final show is this Sunday evening.
Yes, I have. Unfortunately, my mum loves the show and she won't let me watch anything else. Who do you think will win?
I used to thought Nick, who does stand-up comedy, would win. He was the favourite from the start. But now, after seeing the great performances by the hip-hop dance group, Extreme, I think they deserve to win.
I'm not sure. They were fantastic. But I think the ballet dancers made an additional effort to surprise the audience with a beautiful performance.
Now listen again.
Have you been watching Great Talents on TV? It's a really good programme. It's down to the final three contestants now, and the final show is this Sunday evening.
Yes, I have. Unfortunately, my mum loves the show and she won't let me watch anything else. Who do you think will win?
I used to think Nick, who does stand-up comedy, would win. He was the favourite from the start. But now, after seeing the great performances by the hip-hop dance group, Extreme, I think they deserve to win.
I'm not sure. They were fantastic. But I think the ballet dancers made an additional effort to surprise the audience with a beautiful performance.
Five. What project does the boy still need to do?
You're not allowed to play any computer games until you've finished all your school assignments. I don't want you trying to finish it at the last minute like you did last week. Are you still working on that geography project?
No, I finished that yesterday. Just give me 10 more minutes to finish my maths homework.
And is that all for today?
Well, I still have to do some research for my music project, and then I'll be done.
Now listen again.
You're not allowed to play any computer games until you've finished all your school assignments. I don't want you trying to finish it at the last minute like you did last week. Are you still working on that geography project?
No, I finished that yesterday. Just give me 10 more minutes to finish my maths homework.
And is that all for today?
Well, I still have to do some research for my music project. And then I'll be done.
Six. What sport does the girl do now?
Have you been training for the volleyball competition next weekend?
Actually, I wasn't picked for the team. I didn't have much time to practice, so the coach left me out.
Oh, that's too bad. What did your dad say? I bet he wasn't very pleased with that.
He was okay with it, as long as I started doing another sport. He said I should try basketball because there's a new coach at school who seems to be pretty good. Well, I decided not to play a ball game anymore, so I've started training with the swimming team.
Now listen again.
Have you been training for the volleyball competition next weekend?
Actually, I wasn't picked for the team. I didn't have much time to practice, so the coach left me out.
Oh, that's too bad. What did your dad say? I bet he wasn't very pleased with that.
He was okay with it, as long as I started doing another sport. He said I should try basketball because there's a new coach at school who seems to be pretty good. Well, I decided not to play a ball game anymore, so I've started training with the swimming team.
Seven. Why will the library be closed at the weekend?
According to the last weather forecast, there will be a massive storm coming our way on Saturday and Sunday. Roads will be closed to traffic near the mountains. Driving conditions will become dangerous due to the snow and ice. The municipal library has announced they will not open due to the expected power cuts. People will be affected by traffic problems on their way to work because of icy roads. Extreme caution is advised.
9.
According to the last weather forecast, there will be a massive storm coming our way on Saturday and Sunday. Roads will be closed to traffic near the mountains. Driving conditions will become dangerous due to the snow and ice. The municipal library has announced they will not open due to the expected power cuts. People will be affected by traffic problems on their way to work because of icy roads. Extreme caution is advised.
1. Now turn to part 2, questions 8 to 13. You will hear a conversation with a girl called Susan Thomas, who is going on a trip with her classmates to raise money for a children's hospital. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part 2. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Today we have Susan Thomas, a 15-year-old student, who will try to cross the Atlantic Ocean on a sailboat together with other people. The purpose of the journey is to raise money for a children's hospital in a foreign country. Susan, this is going to be an amazing adventure. Please tell us how you got involved in this fundraising event.
A few months ago, I was reading my dad's Sunday newspaper, and I came across an article about how society could do more to help other people. Well, that got me thinking. On the following day, after talking to some of my colleagues, we spoke to our headmaster about doing something for a good cause while representing the school. She thought it was an interesting idea and talked to the teachers. My geography teacher, Mr. Simmons, came up with the idea of crossing the Atlantic Ocean, sailing to Brazil. That way, we could help raise money to build a hospital there.
Who will be travelling with you?
Some of my classmates, other students from my school, Mr. Simmons and two other teachers. There will be 12 of us in total.
What about the money you managed to raise? How will it be spent?
We are going to help rebuild a hospital which was destroyed by a fire 2 years ago. The money can be spent on the construction, on beds, on medicine and other necessary material. We just want to help the children.
And the journey? Do you know anything about boats?
Well, Mr. Simmons goes sailing as a hobby, and he has got a small sailboat. All of us get together during the weekends and practice some basic safety procedures, such as wearing a life jacket, recognising changes in the wind, and practising our swimming skills. Oh, we also have to take health precautions. Next week, all of us are getting injections to protect us from diseases caused by insect bites. And that's about it.
Does that mean your geography teacher will be the captain during the journey?
Oh, no. Mr. Simmons has a friend who has retired from the Navy, and he has decided to join in and help us get to Brazil.
It's a long journey. How will you stay in touch with your family?
My school has created an Instagram account, and we're going to share photos with everyone. Also, one of my classmates will start a blog so that everyone can read about our adventures at sea. The teachers will film everything to show it later when we return home. It's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Well, thank you for joining us today, and have a safe journey.
Now listen again.
Today we have Susan Thomas, a 15-year-old student, who will try to cross the Atlantic Ocean on a sailboat together with other people. The purpose of the journey is to raise money for a children's hospital in a foreign country. Susan, this is going to be an amazing adventure. Please tell us how you got involved in this fundraising event.
A few months ago, I was reading my dad's Sunday newspaper, and I came across an article about how society could do more to help other people. Well, that got me thinking. On the following day, after talking to some of my colleagues, we spoke to our headmaster about doing something for a good cause while representing the school. She thought it was an interesting idea and talked to the teachers. My geography teacher, Mr. Simmons, came up with the idea of crossing the Atlantic Ocean, sailing to Brazil. That way, we could help raise money to build a hospital there.
Who will be travelling with you?
Some of my classmates, other students from my school, Mr. Simmons and two other teachers. There will be 12 of us in total.
What about the money you managed to raise? How will it be spent?
We are going to help rebuild a hospital which was destroyed by a fire 2 years ago. The money can be spent on the construction, on beds, on medicine and other necessary material. We just want to help the children.
And the journey? Do you know anything about boats?
Well, Mr. Simmons goes sailing as a hobby, and he has got a small sailboat. All of us get together during the weekends and practice some basic safety procedures, such as wearing a life jacket, recognising changes in the wind, and practising our swimming skills. Oh, we also have to take health precautions. Next week, all of us are getting injections to protect us from diseases caused by insect bites. And that's about it.
Does that mean your geography teacher will be the captain during the journey?
Oh, no. Mr. Simmons has a friend who has retired from the Navy, and he has decided to join in and help us get to Brazil.
It's a long journey. How will you stay in touch with your family?
My school has created an Instagram account, and we're going to share photos with everyone. Also, one of my classmates will start a blog so that everyone can read about our adventures at sea. The teachers will film everything to show it later when we return home. It's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Well, thank you for joining us today, and have a safe journey.
That is the end of part two. Now turn to part three, questions 14 to 19. You will hear some information about an international children's book fair. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at part 3. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
The Lisbon Children's Book Fair is almost here again. This annual event will have many different activities aimed at all ages, not just kids. This is essentially an exhibition for professionals who write for children, but everyone can join in. There will be new title releases, special guests, creative writing workshops, a conference, and even a concert from the local band B52. The event planners are predicting an exciting as well as an educational experience for all who wish to visit the fair. This year the event will be held outdoors in late spring, so that people can enjoy the lovely sunny days and warm evenings. Lisbon is always so beautiful at this time of year. It will start on the 15th of May and will last 1 month. Its opening times are from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. You can book online from today at the website www.lisbonbookfair.pt. There will be a very limited number of tickets on sale on the website, though. On the 15th of May, the first day of the fair, there will be special prices for the first 50 people who buy tickets. So make sure you get in line early. On this day, the tickets will cost €4.50 for adults, €3 for teens, and €1.80 for children under 10. It's a chance not to be missed, as the regular price is €6.50 for adults, €5 for teens, and €3.50 for children under 10. There will also be a prize draw in the end of the fair, and every visitor has the opportunity to win books signed by the authors themselves. You just need to fill in a form available from the reception desk and put it in the box in the entrance. As always, the children are the focus of the exhibition, and this year, the event planners went a step further. The kids will have the chance to create their own stories through writing or drawing, and their works will be evaluated by a panel of judges who will decide which creation will have the chance to be published. Isn't it great? I'll definitely buy a ticket.
Now listen again.
The Lisbon Children's Book Fair is almost here again. This annual event will have many different activities aimed at all ages, not just kids. This is essentially an exhibition for professionals who write for children, but everyone can join in. There will be new title releases, special guests, creative writing workshops, a conference, and even a concert from the local band B52. The event planners are predicting an exciting as well as an educational experience for all who wish to visit the fair. This year the event will be held outdoors in late spring, so that people can enjoy the lovely sunny days and warm evenings. Lisbon is always so beautiful at this time of year. It will start on the 15th of May and will last 1 month. Its opening times are from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. You can book online from today at the website www.lisbonbookfair.pt. There will be a very limited number of tickets on sale on the website, though. On the 15th of May, the first day of the fair, there will be special prices for the first 50 people who buy tickets, so make sure you get in line early. On this day, the tickets will cost €4.50 for adults, €3 for teens, and €1.80 for children under 10. It's a chance not to be missed, as the regular price is €6.50 for adults, €5 for teens, and €3.50 for children under 10. There will also be a prize draw in the end of the fair, and every visitor has the opportunity to win books signed by the authors themselves. You just need to fill in a form available from the reception desk and put it in the box in the entrance. As always, the children are the focus of the exhibition, and this year, The event planners went a step further. The kids will have the chance to create their own stories through writing or drawing, and their works will be evaluated by a panel of judges who will decide which creation will have the chance to be published. Isn't it great? I'll definitely buy a ticket.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a girl, Maria, and a boy, Greg, about the boys' football team. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, choose the letter A for yes. If it is not correct, choose the letter B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Are you going to Bill's birthday party on Saturday?
I'm not sure. I'd like to go, but there's a football match on Saturday. I can't miss it. My football team is going to play against Bedford United, the first team in the regional championship. I'm not sure I'll be able to make it to the party. Are you going?
Yeah, sure. I'm looking forward to it. Everyone still remembers his party from last year. It was great fun.
Oh yeah, I remember. I missed that one too. I was injured in a football match.
Oh, everything in your life is about football. You really love that sport.
I know. You don't need to keep telling me that with that disapproving look in your eyes.
I like football. I didn't mean to offend you. So how's the team going, by the way? Have you won many matches?
We started off well. We won 4 of the 5 matches. But we've lost the last one, and we are very disappointed about that.
That's not good. What happened?
Well, 2 of our best players are injured, and another one has been suspended in the Salisbury Town match 2 weeks ago after being sent off in the same game. So he hasn't been playing for 2 weeks.
Who?
Tom, Paul and Pete.
Oh, what a shame. What are your chances of winning this Saturday, then?
There's some light at the end of the tunnel, as their best player is also injured, but they haven't lost a match yet. If we lose this one, we'll feel awful.
Think positively. You have already won 4 matches in a row. There's no reason you can't win this one.
We have to win, otherwise we won't make it to the finals at the end of the season.
Well, good luck then.
Thanks. We'll need it.
Now listen again.
Are you going to Bill's birthday party on Saturday?
I'm not sure. I'd like to go, but there's a football match on Saturday. I can't miss it. My football team is going to play against Bedford United, the first team in the regional championship. I'm not sure I'll be able to make it to the party. Are you going?
Yeah, sure. I'm looking forward to it. Everyone still remembers his party from last year. It was great fun.
Oh yeah, I remember. I missed that one too. I was injured in a football match.
Oh, everything in your life is about football. You really love that sport.
I know. You don't need to keep telling me that with that disapproving look in your eyes.
I like football. I didn't mean to offend you. So how's the team going, by the way? Have you won many matches?
We started off well. We won 4 of the 5 matches. But we've lost the last one, and we are very disappointed about that.
That's not good. What happened?
Well, 2 of our best players are injured, and another one has been suspended in the Salisbury Town match 2 weeks ago after being sent off in the same game, so he hasn't been playing for 2 weeks.
Who?
Tom, Paul and Pete.
Oh, what a shame. What are your chances of winning this Saturday then?
There's some light at the end of the tunnel, as their best player is also injured, but they haven't lost a match yet. If we lose this one, we'll feel awful.
Think positively. You have already won 4 matches in a row. There's no reason you can't win this one.
We have to win, otherwise we won't make it to the finals at the end of the season.
Well, good luck then.
Thanks. We'll need it.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.